Shamati 225, raising oneself. One cannot raise oneself above one's second. Hence, one must suck from one's environment. And one has no other counsel except through much work and Torah. Therefore, if one chooses for oneself a good environment, one saves time and effort, since one is drawn according to one's environment. Lahai.
Lahai. Friends, Africa, we are so excited to have this virtual congress here in Africa. Our prayer for more than a decade now for us to have a congress here in Africa. And finally, we are having this congress here in Africa. And Ghana is so excited and privileged to have this group that we are seeing here. And it's through only one man who brought this wisdom of Kabbalah to Ghana. And I will give this right to Mr. Godfred to speak about it.
It's a great day. A new dawn has arrived. Africa has fully connected. The WP has waited for us. by asking conditions. The journey has been so tiring. But today, we are so joyful. We are feeling the joy of connection because Africa has come. We are privileged that the BT grant Africa a virtual congress as a prelude to our greatest physical congress. And this morning, we are showing the whole world free the spirit of connection, the joy of connection, that the spirit of Africa, they know and they live every minute in these few hours from now to the end of these two lessons. Friends, feel that deep connection, feel that joy. There's nothing like this love that involves us. This is the only love we know here. We have been struggling, but today marks the beginning of a new day of Africa. That life will be reborn on the whole continent. Lahaim! Great Africa! Lahaim!
I felt Kwabala was something that had to do with. I felt Kwabala was something that had to do with rituals. But after I had gone through it, I realized it was something different.
The instructors were very kind, inspiring and selfless. Kwabala will change your life.
Benefits have been that I've reaped a rich harvest of peace and contentment.
I had many misconceptions about what the whole path was about.
So the instructors were very informative, knowledgeable.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
Great friends, this is BB Accra, Ghana. Lahaim!
Lahaim!
Hello Israel.
We are BB Accra Group Ghana.
Why is it important for the Israelis to attend this important congress?
To do the work which the Creator has given them. Lahaim!
Seguir solo, si somos dos seguro habrá consuelo. Dos instrumentos tocando en armonía, cantando juntos esta sinfonía. La primavera tornándose.
Bonjour, cher Rav. Bonjour, cher Armin Cliolami.
Hello, dear Rav. Hello, World Kli. This is the first African Virtual Congress. First of all, I'd like to thank Rav for believing and for taking this responsibility, historical responsibility, to collect us together. We, the Africans, first of all, between ourselves and with the world, Lee, in the same day, today. This is a great pleasure for us to be together along with the world, Lee. We have been waiting for this moment for a long time, and the wisdom of Kabbalah is the wisdom of truth, and it teaches us love. We will develop and nourish this love between us, the Africans. Thank you. Thank you, Rav Lahaim.
joy and connection. It really is joy and connection, being part of this society, being part of this environment, feeling the friends, being able to put together, or being part of putting together a Congress like this for the World Clear has really been like quite an experience. Seeing all the African friends step up to the plate, getting all the help from the international friends, especially friends like Omri, watching him work and putting this together has been incredible. So we really can't help but feel envious, and on the other side have major gratitude for being exposed to this method, and sitting here together with you guys, feeling like we're sitting next to you. Also, being part of this sequence of events that's happening, the Arava that's coming up, the big World Congress that's coming up that we'll also be attending physically. So there's so much happening to strengthen our connection more and more. So I hope your friends really feel the African heartbeat, the love, the passion, and the power that we've pumped into this to bring us closer and closer to connection.
Boom, boom, l'chaim!
Baratzai. Over to you, Baratzai.
Yeah, dear friends, thank you for this amazing opportunity for us to share our warm hearts with the whole world. This is a very special continent that has such enormous potential. We cannot wait to reveal the full force that is concealed between us, because this continent is a sleeping giant, but with the help of the upper light and the connection that we're trying to build, this part of this whole vessel which exists between all of us is something that is in everyone's interest to be awakened, because it is also part of the Kli of Adam HaRishon. And if we're able to build this together, definitely it's going to propel the world to a different state of its existence, because it's an inevitable part of this whole general system. If you look at how the whole Bnei Baruch has invested efforts, and a lot of people have done so much things behind the scenes to bring us to the realization of this ability to connect on this particular day, you'd realize that it's truly a miracle. And for Africa to be awakened, for us to have one Congress like this, is something that we're truly grateful for. And we hope that the light would penetrate every single heart that is connected to us at this particular moment. And through it, we can bring him contentment, the spread of the wisdom of Kabbalah on this continent and beyond. Thank you, friends, and l'chaim.
De ce rêve amer, et poursuivons sur la terre le chemin vers la lumière. Mes frères, entendez-vous mes frères, les plaintes et toutes les colères qui sont gravées dans nos chairs. Prière pour attirer la lumière. attirer la lumière. Quand nous sommes réunis ensemble dans un même cri, l'amour nous envahit. Et dans les moments de doute, en pratiquant la route, l'amour nous envahit. Comme un seul pour le bonnet, la lumière nous remplira. Un pour tous, tous pour un, marchons main dans la main pour un meilleur lendemain. L'amour de l'autre est la voie qui me guidera jusqu'à toi.
Hello, Rav. Hello, friends. Wow. Just look at the screens. Look at all the friends gathered here. This is truly amazing. I'm sure all the chains of Kabbalists, especially Adam Harishon, is very happy today to see that Africa has come back to Africa. Kabbalah has come back to Africa. It's truly an amazing day. And just look at the friends. You know, all that you can see is the Creator. Throughout the entire lesson, all that we need is to look at who's next to us. Look at the entire screen, the entire world, all continents together in one place. Just yearning for the revelation of the Creator. My greatest prayer is that during this coming lesson, the Creator will give us just a little bit taste of how does it feel to see him, that he operates behind the friends, through the friends, in what the friends are saying. When you look at the screens, don't just look at different faces of new faces that you see, but see that it's only the Creator who operates the entire reality. And he stands behind the friends. And during the workshop, let us try by all means to hear him, that he is the one who speaks. That it's not just friends, but he speaks through us. It's truly amazing, and I'm filled with so much joy to see so much friends all over the world. And I have a constant prayer that the Creator would give us this taste, that we see him, that we feel him. And we can only do it only when we look at the friends, when we go deep into the society. It's amazing how much effort has been put. You know, other friends have been telling me what if they have done to be able to be just on the screens, just to be able to gather in the same place so that they can be here for the African Visual Congress. It's truly amazing. And I thank all the friends from the bottom of my heart. I thank Rav, our great Rav, for constantly bringing us all this wisdom that we can share. And it's open to all the world. And thank you, all the friends, for all the efforts that you put for Africa. Lechaim!
Wow, simply amazing. I think the quickest way to make a grown man cry is to put him in a Yeshivat Chavarim and together with his friends. It's just... the art is exploding. You know, the African group has come a long, long, long way. I want to invite all the friends around the world to come and connect with us at least once in this year, just to feel and experience the friends. From the first time that our students, our new students even, our French students, from the first time they started connecting with us, it was a humbling experience to see with what openness, with what purity, with what joy they come towards the connection with the friends. It's such a humbling experience. And I'm so thankful for each and every one of them. The next friend that's going to speak is a great friend, Lema. He represents the Ethiopian group. I just want to say a big thank you and a big l'chaim to him and to all the other Ethiopian friends helping out with the dissemination. If it wasn't for all the friends around the world exerting such huge efforts, this would not have been possible. All these points awakening all around Africa, it would not have been possible. This is a revolution, is all I can call it. A true revolution. So big lachaim to you guys. Over to Lema.
Yes, it is indeed a revolution. The amazing thing is the friends that are putting the effort daily to disseminate, to really make this everything that we have, all of our materials available for those points in the heart to be awakened, and they have a place to go. It's like putting on this little light for them to follow. When I was looking at that earlier clip and you see all those faces, you know, you've met a few of them in Israel, a few friends from Africa and Israel and so forth, but because of all these adversities, maybe we don't see all the friends, but yet in this clip, you see their hearts, you see in their eyes, their desires, how much they need this. And the amazing thing is even the language, how much changes. When the heart changes, the languages change. And all of a sudden, they speak like you. They, you know, all their desires, everything that they want is what you want. And we have these giant friends all over the world and just blossoming in Africa and Ethiopia. So I just want to say l'chaim to all the great efforts everyone is making. And l'chaim again to all the support that everyone needs to put in Africa so that this wisdom is available to all part of Africa. L'chaim, friends.
Il y a des jours, des moments qui passent sans retour. Le ciel semble être proche. Un fil de grâce s'étend. Faut des forces, du courage. Ne pas remettre à demain. Qui sait si jamais ou bien quand ce jour va revenir. Faut des forces, du courage. Ne pas remettre à demain. Qui sait si jamais ou bien quand ce jour va revenir. Il est bien temps de demander, encore et toujours demander. Une grande flamme jaillira dans notre cœur. Il est bien temps de demander, encore et toujours demander. Que tout ce bien apporte à tous le bonheur. Il Il y a des jours rares, des moments qui passent sans retour. Le ciel semble être proche, un fil de grâce s'étend. Faut des forces, du courage, ne pas remettre à demain. Qui sait si jamais ou bien quand ce jour va revenir. Faut des forces, du courage, ne pas remettre à demain. Qui sait si jamais ou bien quand ce jour va revenir. Il est bien temps de demander, encore et toujours demander. Une grande flamme jaillira dans notre cœur.